Hi, I'm Larry Lieberman. Welcome to Inside Windows Phone. Today, I've got Sean Oster here. Sean is the lead PM in the Windows Phone app platform team, responsible for all of the controls that you see and that you're able to use. And we thought we'd talk about animation today. Animation is a really important part of Windows Phone. And if you've used Windows Phone at all, of course, you're aware of this. But when you go into a lot of third-party apps, you might notice that many of them don't necessarily have all the animations that we have in the operating system. So today we thought we'd talk a little bit about what the key animations are, why they're so important, and how you could really easily add them to your application.
Sounds great. Thanks, Larry. There is an extra level of polish that comes when you add motion to your applications. If you go through the basic applications that come with the phone, you'll find that they really feel alive. They feel like there's a lot of motion in them. There's a lot of vibrancy. They feel very polished. And when you grab an application that doesn't have this motion in it, you can definitely tell. There's a different step in quality and step in user perception that you can see. And the great thing is it's really easy to add this quality into your application. So I'm going to show you the basic types of animations that we have, where to go get them, and how easy it is to add the code into your application.
What are those basic types?
So the basic types, they range all the way from things that affect the page level to things that affect just the controls. So the most basic animation we have is turnstile. So if we come over here in the emulator, and we just launch the toolkit sample here, if you take notice of when the application first launches, you'll see it sort of turns in. It does a sort of flipping. And you'll see this all over the phone. If I go back, you can see it sort of turns out in a way. If I tap on anything else, you'll see again, it sort of does this sort of slide-in type of effect. And so that's the basic of animation called turnstile. So if you're wondering what to call that, because there's so many animations, you don't really know what they all are, that basic one is turnstile. And adding it's very easy. The easiest way to add it is to go grab the Windows Phone Toolkit, because we have most of the animations the system supports already baked in there and made very easy to actually add to your application. So the very first thing I want to show you is actually how to add the toolkit into your application. So imagine you have a new project. This isn't one, but it can be any project right here. All you have to do is right-click on Solution, go to Manage NuGet Packages for Solution, let it spin up, go make sure you're in the Online section, and simply type Windows Phone Toolkit. Let it do its thing, and just click Install. It's that easy to make sure you have the first step to adding motion into your applications. So now that you've done that, how would you actually go about adding this type of animation, this turnstile? So let's actually.
What are we looking at here, by the way?
Oh, so what you're actually seeing here is all the sample code for the Windows Phone Toolkit. If you go to phone.codeplex.com, you can not only get the binaries to add the animations, but the full source for everything that's in the toolkit, which includes not just these animations and motion, but also a whole range of controls that make your application, more powerful and more, sort of Windows Phone design compliant.
The actual contents of the toolkit are available to download. Then you're getting the source code as opposed to just the binaries that you would get if you install them through NuGet. Correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get all the source. If you find a bug and we're not maybe responding fast enough to fix, you can go in and fix it yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great model. We've had people take the source code and modify it to their own needs, remove things they didn't want if they wanted to try to make it lighter.
Right.
And not only does it come with the source code for the controls and animation, it comes with a bunch of samples,
which is
a really great way to learn how to use the toolkit
itself. So to get the samples, you have to download the source. That's the important thing for people to note.
Exactly. And we update the source actually every few weeks. We put bug fixes in. So sometimes if the latest official NuGet package doesn't have the fixes you want, you can go grab the source, build it yourself. It's the exact same source we have on our side, and put it in your application.
So why don't you show us what the animation sample looks like, and then show us how to do it.
Sounds great. So the app that it comes with the toolkit is actually this sample app that goes through everything that's in there. You can see we have all sorts of controls, but the thing I want to focus on is obviously the motion here. So the first thing is, let's go down all the way here to transitions, because that's really what we're working on, page transitions. So you can see the default transition is turnstile. And if we tap on this, it'll sort of show us the sample. It turns away from, sort of turns towards the user, and the next page that comes in sort of flips it from the background. This gives a sort of continuum of pages. So if we can go back, so that's the basic animation. Now there's other animations that you want to take into account when you're writing your application. A turnstile animation is how you go from sort of one context to another, maybe from one person to another person, or from one category to another category. But if you're interacting with that same context, say that same person or that same movie or book or whatever, you don't want the user to feel like they're being navigated away. You want to feel that the actions they're taking are sort of sliding in and still interacting with it. So to do that, you do things like slide in pages. Whoop. I have to set the animation. There we go.
Oh, I see.
And so
that'd be like how you do a pop-up, for example.
Exactly. Like if you were doing, if you wanted to edit a user, you had like a little, say, something in your app bar.
Something
that was,
modal.
Exactly, something modal. So you can see it sort of does the slide. And we have, so you could slide up, and then when you were done, you could slide down. And if you look at the actual first-party experiences, like people, and you go to edit someone's contact card, you'll see these animations, and they'll slide in and slide down. And that sort of keeps the user in the context, in focus of the actual person they're working with. Another animation that we have is actually the swivel. Now, the swivel is when you do something like message dialogues. Now, the toolkit actually contains a great custom message dialog, but if you're creating your own, or some like, little bit of notification text you want to pop up, or some have confirmation dialog, for that you use a swivel. If you notice, there's sort of the whole screen's pivoting around sort of this midpoint, it's swiveling in and out. So this is how it would come in, but then you can do the out as well. You can see if you put those two together, it would create this sort of swiveling effect of the whole control. And those are the three, the basic sort of page animations that we have in the toolkit.
The other one I saw that we added in this last revision was the feathered turnstile, which...
That's a very good eye. So that's when you go from a page style transition almost to an animation that works on every control on the page itself.
I thought that was really nice that we added that because you see it so much in our operating system that it'd be great for third-party apps to leverage this too.
It's a great effect because it's very subtle. One thing about the motion is you don't want to sort of beat the user over the head. Sort of like those web pages from the 80s when you'd go there and mm-hmm. listen to music.
The
and
blink
it would,
tag.
The blink tag, yes. Mm-hmm. That was a very annoying tag. I'm glad no one's using it. But so the basic turnstile feathers is a great way to sort of give a subtle hint of all the elements coming under the page. So if we watch it, keep your eye on the elements on the very top and how they relate to the items on the bottom as they come in. See?
Oh.
So you can see everything sort of feathers in.
Wow.
Hence the complicated name, Feather Turnstile.
Yeah, I love it. And that's easy to implement with the toolkit.
It's completely easy. Show it again for maximum wow factor.
And what's the other one with pivot?
So pivots naturally will slide. When you have when you move pivot item to item, all the sub-items within it will sort of slide in.
Mm-hmm.
There's another way to make the items sort of stagger their slide in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that one with the pivot. So that, as you saw, every item that came in here sort of feathered in and sort of a different, different ordering right here.
Right, the way the other one did. So what happens now when you...
So I haven't set this particular sample up to do it.
All right.
But you can, so they'll slide in one after another.
I see.
So same way as when you come back, and then we'll go in again. And you can see that big red block comes in first, and then the items underneath it come in second.
Got it.
And this is interesting because we're actually working not just on list items, which is an easy way to do animations, but we're actually specifically saying which items should animate in which order.
Okay.
We're saying this big area where there's a content, where a big red square should come first, and then the post a message, then check in, then set status.
Great.
And then, of course, the last type of animation that we have for a control level is tilt.
Okay.
It's odd because it's so ubiquitous. It's everywhere in the platform, but not a lot of people enable it. And they don't really maybe know how. So we'll come over here. For those that haven't seen tilt or haven't really noticed they're using tilt, anytime you tap on any action in the phone, it should tilt.
Mm.
This gives the user that, hey, I'm about to do something. This will actually action. So we can go over here.
Tilt effect.
It was very difficult to name that one. And so you can press, and not only do you get the highlight, but you also see it tilt in.
Right.
And then see, if I move my finger away, it untilts. That just lets the user know that, hey, I'm about to go do something. And it applies to anything that has an action, like this checkbox here. And then again, like this list picker down here. And even this little link.
So what's involved in accomplishing these effects?
Hundreds and hundreds of man hours to actually make this all work. But luckily, we did all that work. And
okay.
For you, it's super easy. It actually wasn't really hundreds and hundreds of man hours. But Motion is one of those things that if you're not a visual designer, mm-hmm. can sort of scare some people away. I know
there's a lot of math involved, right?
There is a lot of math. There is quite a bit of it. And designers are sort of finicky about how things look and how the right exact timing things down to the half second. So we've worked with our design studio and said, hey, you have these beautiful designs. We want to package it and give it to everyone else. And so I can show you how easy it is to actually add it in.
Let's do that.
So again, go back to the source for the toolkit. And this is a great way to learn the toolkit itself. So we can scroll on down to say tilt effect. That's the very first thing that we learned, or the last thing we saw, yet the first thing you should really enable. So the first thing you want to do after you have the toolkit installed is you want to make sure you add an XML namespace reference. So you can see that right here, XML namespace.
Doesn't NuGet do this?
It doesn't do that for you.
Okay.
All it does is drop the reference inside your application.
I see.
This one you have to remember to do. And if you're not used to adding your own namespaces in here, toolkit can be anything. You can actually call it, Windows Phone Beautiful Motion.
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend it because that's a lot of typing. But
you could call it TK if you want to be sure.
You can call it.
If you weren't into the whole length thing.
If you weren't into the semantic naming and all yes, yeah. But we tend to go with toolkit. And the great thing is there's IntelliSense. So as soon as you type in XML namespace toolkit, it'll give you a list of assemblies to pull it from.
Right. Then you can reference those controls in your XAML.
Exactly. That's how you, it's sort of like an include or a using. So as you can see, our namespace is in the phone controls. The assembly is pulling from Microsoft Phone Controls Toolkit.
Got it.
And then to use it, to add it tilt to all things that should be tiltable, it's as simple as adding this to your phone application page.
That's it.
That's it.
One line.
One line. It adds it to lists.
Okay.
It adds it to everything they can action
so
on.
So everybody should be doing this.
Please, everybody do this. Yes.
Okay.
Again, it adds just that little bit of polish.
Are there any performance implications?
If you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of controls, there will be a small performance hit.
But you'd have that anyway, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for most applications I've ever seen add this in, I've never seen a problem with perf on it.
Okay.
So yeah, that's adding tilt. The next one is, say, you want to add that turnstile, that basic turnstile animation.
Mm-hmm.
Where's a good place to look? Probably over here in any of these samples, because they actually all do turnstile.
Mm.
So we can even look on this page right here.
Okay, so what are we seeing right here?
So this big chunk of XAML here is really describing four types of animations. So as you can enter your page,
mm-hmm.
and then you can imagine a house that has two doors. You can either walk in through the front door or you can walk out through the front door.
Right.
But you can also walk out the back door and walk back in the back door.
Okay.
So that's four different ways you can enter and exit the house. So same thing with the page. You can move into the page and then you have this how you go into it from forward navigation.
I see. And then from forward or back.
Exactly.
I see. Because you can hit back or you can actually go in from the front.
Exactly.
I see.
And so that describes, what do I do when I walk into the front door and what do I do when I walk back out to the front door? Because those could be very different animations in terms of how you navigate away from that page to the next page in the line.
And so this defines which mode to use for each navigation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. So here you set up a navigation, the navigation in transition, and then it's just a collection. And then you define what the backward motion is going to be when you're navigating in.
Mm-hmm.
And we want it to be a turnstile, and then our mode is backward in.
Do you have to do this on every page in your application?
So there's two ways you can do it. You can either do it by every page,
okay.
Which is a little bit tedious.
Mm-hmm.
You can also take and make a style. That's a sort of a separate topic, but I do talk about it in my build talk. You can create a separate page style and apply it to every single page that has these built-in transitions. And that way every page can pick up at least turnstile by default, it can pick up tilt, it can pick up a few other sort of common things you should have in your application. But the good thing is this really never changes for the different types of animations. You can copy and paste and drop
probably
it
the easiest
your app.
Thing to do. If you had two or three pages, is just copy this onto each page.
Copy it in, collapse it, and then never think about it again.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the exact same way you add turnstile, the slide-in effects, the swivels, it's all controlled by, right here, which transition you have. Either turnstile transition, swivel transition, slide-in transition, and then there's different modes you can set. And you can play with it with a sample. When you run through it, you can actually set these different transitions and see how they play out.
Fantastic.
It's a great way to do it. And then the new one you mentioned, the feathering.
Yeah.
That you hook up that one slightly different. So I'll come over here to solution.
Turnstile feather effect sample.
That's the one. Let's go here. You can see we have our namespace. We have sort of the basic turnstile transition.
Right.
So, but that, you know, that we set up on every page. What we want to actually work with is the turnstile feather effect.
I see. So this is on the controls.
Yes. This
feather
is
feather index.
Exactly.
Oh.
So one of the first things, let's see, where did it go?
And this is doing the feather transition on the...
Yeah. So what this does, just by adding this tag here, it says, okay, I want to feather this item in. And so you need to tell the animation system in what order they should come in.
And the list box too there, mm-hmm. I see.
So the first thing we're going to do is the text blocks that have this one up here. This is Windows Phone Toolkit. The next thing we want to bring in is the actual name right here, turnstile. And then we want the list box, which is all the items that come in. And then that will take care of making sure all the individual items feather in at the right order as well.
Well, this is so easy to do. I can't imagine anyone deciding not to do it.
I really hope not. There's apps, I've downloaded apps that are almost exactly the same, and the one that has the motion in it is always the one that wins because it just feels more finished, more polished.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for joining us today to share about how easy it is to add animation to your application.
Anytime. I hope to have more in the future.
And we'll see you next time on Inside Windows Phone.
Thanks.